So, Greg, in the last one, we were talking about minimum wage, and this is one of the topics in your book. And it's about income disparity. One of the chapters is about income disparity. Now, the opposite would be, should there be a salary cap, which would be that basically you can only earn so much. Like, let's say you can only earn $5 million, $10 million. Nobody can earn more than that. What do you think about that concept?
I personally agree with a salary cap. I'm not sure how much it should be, but definitely the discrepancy in wages is just way too great. You know, there's too many people who have to, the husband and the wife work hard 40 hours a week or more, both of them, and they're barely getting by. And then you got all these other people who are just buying Rolls Royce cars and Mercedes and going to country club, belonging to country clubs. It's not fair.
But, well, for one, though, I mean, Mercedes and Rolls Royce and those are products that provide jobs. So I would argue with that. I actually, as you can probably tell, I'm against the idea. Mainly because, you know, I think that hurts innovation. You know, you look at people like the CEO of a very powerful internet company or software company, and, you know, take Google, for example. I'm sure that they make more than $10 million, but their service is used so much around the world that they should get that money. And if they couldn't earn that salary, then maybe they wouldn't have the same motivation and drive to be successful, and that people would lose out as a result.
I think that there's no proof to say that these people are making these products because they're making such tremendous amounts of money. I mean, what came first? The product, and then they got the money in most cases. These people could be, I mean, the society can have all sorts of wonderful products and still have a fairer income system. And I have nothing against people becoming rich and making a good salary, or a very good salary, but not such an incredible gap. You have executives of some major international corporations that are making more money than millions of people in the world make combined. The opposite side of not having a cap is that you have people who are making too little. And those people also are working hard. Those people deserve validation. Those people deserve a good life standard, which millions of people across the world are not having.
Well, I think I agree with you about that. I agree with you about that, that there's a lot of people that work hard and they are undercompensated. And there are a lot of people that get grossly overpaid. But I think that's just a problem of management, and that in some cases, some people do deserve, you know, millions and millions, perhaps billions of dollars, if they really have contributed to the product or the outcome. Hmm. So basically, we're going to disagree on this one.
Yeah.